Governor confers on Frank case procedure. The Atlanta Journal, Friday, 8th of January, 1915, page 1, column 4. Conference with Attorney General and Solicitor, held Friday afternoon. Attorney General Warren Grice and Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey held a conference with Governor Slayton Friday afternoon to discuss the procedure to be followed by the state's counsel in the Frank appeal case now before the United States Supreme Court. Another conference will probably be held Saturday. Governor Slayton has not indicated whether he will designate both the Attorney General and the Solicitor to represent the state, or whether he will designate just one of them. Although nothing is known of the governor's attitude, it is generally believed that in the event he finds it necessary to name just one attorney, he will appoint Mr. Dorsey, who has been familiar with the case from its inception. Interesting in connection with the case is the fact that Governor Slayton has requested the Attorney General for a written opinion on the question as to whether Justice Lamar's action in allowing the case a place on the docket of the United States Supreme Court automatically stays the sentence of Frank and is sufficient by itself, or should the governor of the state take cognizance of the fact that the case is in the United States court and order a reprieve until the court has acted. It is understood that the Attorney General will hold that action by the governor is unnecessary, as under the law the fact that the case is docketed acts as a supersedis and holds the sentence of the Georgia court in abeyance until such time as the case is disposed of by the federal court.